Welcome back to NewsHour. We're going to be discussing what sanctions that the European Union and the United States might impose on Russia following its recognition of the independence of those two breakaway republics in eastern Ukraine in just a moment. But let's look in a bit more detail now about at what has already been decided here in the UK. The British government announcing a short while ago that they're sanctioning five Russian banks, three high net worth individuals close to the Kremlin, and of course that announcement from Germany of the suspension of the Nord Stream 2 gas pipeline. We can speak to Maya Lester QC, who's a leading competition, trade and international sanctions lawyer. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
First of all, on the announcement by Boris Johnson, quite restrained, how would you assess it?
I would say quite restrained, although my understanding is more to follow if the UK regards it as being needed, and depending on what happens, but certainly very restrained so far. So what's happened is the UK planned for this in the sense that it got new powers last week to impose targeted sanctions on people who were sort of close to the Kremlin, supporting the government or so on. And what it's done is use those new listing powers to target, as you say, three people and five banks. But in a sense, this is not very far reaching because the three individuals and I think four of the five banks have been US sanctioned for some time. And these are not the sort of major banks, VTB, Sberbank, names like that. So I think restrained so far is the right analysis.
And what does it mean to be sanctioned in practice?
That there is a complete freeze on your assets and resources in the United Kingdom. And it also means that it's a criminal offence to make assets or resources available to those people on the list. So it's essentially a sort of freeze on any transactions or any movement of funds or anything of that kind in the United Kingdom or by UK people.
Mr. Johnson says this is the first tranche, potentially, of other action. What other potential weapons does he have?
Well, so far, there hasn't been other legislation laid, but I would have guessed that there will be other sanctions regulations down the pipeline. It's worth remembering, though, that there have been significant sanctions on Russia, including imposed by the United Kingdom since 2014. So we've already had lists of targeted sanctions, but we've also had wider sectoral sanctions, in other words, restrictions on what those Russian state-owned banks can do in the UK, investment restrictions, restrictions on trade with Crimea and so on. So there's already fairly complex and stringent sanctions. I would have guessed that there will be plans in place to expand those. And I would also have guessed that the UK will be trying as far as possible to coordinate that with the US and the EU. And as you know, so far, those actors have also been fairly restrained so far, but we'll see what will happen.
We will, and we'll be hearing about that in just a couple of minutes. Maya Lester, leading competition, trade and international sanctions lawyer, thanks very much for joining us here on NewsHour.